Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium with your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, pump up your energy. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. Our show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and syndicated on missionsradio.org and liveleadplay.com. This show and my family leadership book came out of my passion for creating a harmonious family with really dynamic parenting. And that's why I created the Harmonious Family Blueprint. It's a 3-month program to guide families into creating more engagement, more support, and really a harmonious family. So you can email us at info@integrativeminds.com with your contact information and to schedule an interview time. The link is in the show notes. And of course, my Amazon number one best-selling book called Amazing Itty Bitty Book on Family Leadership is just $6.99 on paperback. You can also get the Kindle version for $2.99, and that link is also in the show notes. Remember that the family structure and foundation is the number one defense against teenage substance abuse, pregnancy, depression, stress, and so much more. So, okay, on to our show. I'm really excited to have our next guest here. She is a world-renowned person of influence and community builder. She's known as the go-to person for women that are ready to transform their lives with abundance, breakthroughs to have money miracles. She's a transformational mystic wealth creator, woman entrepreneur mentor, host of the Wealthy Wednesday show, and an international best-selling author. She has transformed her poverty-stricken life that was filled with childhood tragedies and traumas into a life of wealth, freedom, and joy. And she has manifested millions in her life while working part-time by mastering the art of abundance. And she's going to talk about that with us today. She has empowered women to live a spiritual, practical, and powerful life so they can have more money, more freedom, and more joy while having a greater impact in reaching their heart's desire. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Lucy McMonigo. Hi, Lucy.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here and taking your time out to sharing your knowledge. Now, I know you work with women, but do you work with men also?
Yes, I also do work with some pretty cool men, and I work with families.
Oh, good. So the topic today is, does your family history affect your ability to earn a good living? Have you ever thought about that? And these are one question that Lucy's going to talk about and get more into depth about it. So Lucy, before we get started on the topic, I want to know how you got here. Why is this so important to you?
For me, the main reason why this is so important to me is because my grandmother struggled and my mother struggled and I struggled with poverty, and we were not able to break through those barriers until I discovered the secrets on what it takes to move beyond what your family history is and how your family can affect you and your money stories.
I never thought about how earning a living or anything to do with financial could tie back into our family and even our heritage. That's a very interesting thing that I want to learn more about. How have you transformed your life? Because I know you talked about in the intro that you came from poverty-stricken life filled with childhood tragedies. I know that you weren't always here manifesting millions in your life.
Yeah, no, that's true. And for me, it was the very first thing that I had to do when I was in my early 20s, and I had my beautiful son. Oh, I should say handsome son. But I was so entrenched with poverty that I slipped through the cracks in the welfare system. So One month I'd have some money, the next month I wouldn't. One month I'd have food stamps, the next month I wouldn't. And it got to the point where I had to choose between eating crackers or feeding my son. Mm-hmm. And the suffering that brought me was so great, because I remembered my mom suffered, and she worked three jobs. She was working day and night, just trying to put food on the table and keep a roof over our heads. And, you know, my grandmother, she had to go back to school in her 50s. She had to lie about her age to go into nursing school so she could take care of her family. So watching my family suffer, watching myself suffer, I had to do something about it, because I knew that if I continued with this pattern, I personally thought I was going to fight for my life. And I didn't want my son to suffer the way that I suffered.
Wow, that's really powerful. Was there a moment, was like that breakthrough moment that sort of shifted, or was it, you know, many events that happened?
There was the initial moment when I opened up my cabinet and I just realized I only had like a small stack of crackers left, and it wasn't even the size of my hand. And I just bursted into tears. Because at that moment, I was looking at his food that I had in the blender, and I wanted to eat his food, and I didn't. But I made a vow that I would figure out a way out of this misery no matter what. And it was that initial moment that something inside me broke, and it broke free in a sense that I, all of a sudden, I could start seeing and noticing opportunities that before I didn't even recognize. I couldn't even see them. They were always there, but I didn't have the ability to even acknowledge them, because I was so trapped in my mindset and my belief systems that poor people will always be poor.
Mm, wow. Did you read a book? Did you meet somebody? What happened that started that transformation from that mindset?
The first thing that started happening is I started hearing conversations from other people, from strangers, and then I started looking for work. I started looking for ways to make money. I sold my dishes. I started, you know, figuring out how I could, you know, run errands. How could I be a gopher? How could I help people? And then I started finding mentors that were able to start talking to me. And one of the things one of the mentors said, in one sense, it made me so mad, because I was in so much pain and I was so suffering, but it was also so much freedom. And that was that we create our own reality. And I was like, I would never create this for my worst enemy.
Yeah.
How would I ever create this for myself? And I didn't understand that there's belief systems, there's programs that we pick up from our early childhood, and we carry these belief systems unbeknownst to us, because we've had such phenomenal trainers who are our parents, who are our friends, who are our society, and we automatically start conforming. And I didn't realize that poverty isn't necessarily a choice. It's something that you can be born into. But for the most part, in the United States and in most areas of the world, you can go beyond that. Now, some areas are a lot harder to go beyond. It's three times harder. Mm-hmm. And other areas are not so hard.
How does a family history affect, say, my money?
Your family history affects your money story in a couple of different ways. The primary way is what your parents and your grandparents and people who raised you believed in. That's your core. But then you also have another side, which is genetic. And a lot of times we don't realize that our DNA can actually carry energetic belief systems from the past.
Yeah, you're talking about epigenetics now, which is something I really love.
Yes, I'm talking about epigenetics. And they're finally getting science to prove this.
Yep.
What I was able to do is once I started really figuring out what was my money story, what was going on, why was I so poor? And why was I perpetuating this? Because I worked hard. I really worked hard.
Yeah.
And my mom worked hard. My grandma worked hard. My sister worked hard. And so it wasn't for the lack of working. But back in the early 1600s, my forefathers took a vow of poverty when they became the deacons of the church, became missionaries, and they came to the United States. So when we came to the United States back in the 1600s, we gave up all of our property. We gave up all of our rights. And then we came here to bring the word of God. Well, that poverty stuck with the rest of the family since that time. We were poor ever since we came to America, which is funny because most people come to America to become wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our family gave up all of our wealth. We had land and we had a city named after us, etc. And we gave it up to come to America. So
it's almost like a contract.
Yes. It is almost like a contract
that your forefather made, and it bound you from generations to generation.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Okay. And so that's part of the story that you're talking about then, right?
That is part of the story that we're talking about. Yes.
Okay. So how do we know if our money habits could be sabotaging our life and our child's future?
The main thing that you're looking at when you're looking at sabotages is, what are the repetitive patterns do you have? And then more importantly, what do you find yourself saying when you're frustrated about money? Are you paying your bills and you're angry because you're giving your money to the electric company? Are you frustrated with the government? Are you frustrated with those rich, corrupt people? And how exactly will you be able to maintain or create wealth or money and pass that along to your children if your disposition, if your feelings, your emotions towards money is negative and frustrating, and sometimes you want to tear your hair out?
Almost like an unconscious level is what you're saying. You might not be showing your kids that you're frustrated or fearful that you have a lack of money, but they can feel that just from you feeling it.
Exactly. It's like that silent feeling of, When somebody's giving you like the silent treatment, you know they're really, really mad at you.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents, they don't talk about money.
Yeah.
Money's a taboo subject. And if they do talk about money, a lot of times it's around the holidays, or it's when you're at the store and your child's like, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this. And then that's when you're like, oh, money doesn't grow on trees. And well, we can't afford that. And so if you're catching yourself stating those things, then you have to stop and back up, because you're programming your child to believe that there's a lack system going on in this world.
So what should you say instead? Because I'm sure that's another reason why parents don't talk about it, right? Because we don't know what to say.
Right. A lot of the times is the best thing to say is first have a really honest conversation with your child before you go to the store, and specify that you are allotting $1 or $2 for a small gift if they wanted to have a pack of gum or something. And then that way the child knows, this is how much I'm going to be able to spend. They can spend it their choice. And then express to them the reason why. And the reason why is because you want to allocate your money to other resources, because you would like to have food on the table. You would like to have a roof over their head. You'd like to buy them clothes for school. And children are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. Even if they don't quite understand the words yet, they understand when you're being authentic to them, and you're being able to talk about a topic as if it's a good topic.
I try to do this with my kids just because I've learned from reading money book is that you should teach your kids that money is three things. One, a third of it should be for savings. A third of it should be for giving to charity or someone in need. And then the other third is something that they can enjoy and spend with for fun. Do you agree with that, or do you have anything to add to that?
I do agree with having a system. It doesn't have to be those particular portions, but I definitely agree that some should go into savings. I started my first savings when I was 26. And I mean, a main savings, not the savings from when I was a kid and put it in a jar.
Okay.
But my main savings for retirement. And then I definitely believe in giving back to the community, whether it's giving back with money, giving back with time, giving back with giving things away for free, et cetera. Yeah. And then I definitely believe that you should have some fun money where you don't put restrictions on how you spend it or what you spend it on, whether it's on something silly or whether it's something fun. And then there's definitely the bills and the maintenance that you need to have the money for. So I have four categories.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes my mind, I'm sure other people too, I'm not just speaking for myself, but it kind of runs all the time. I can't slow it down. I keep thinking and thinking and thinking, and I can't get a handle on it. What can we do about racing thoughts?
So one of the main things that you can do with racing thoughts is I developed a technique that helped me stop my racing thoughts. The first thing that I would do is I would put my hands, my right hand over my right ear, my left hand over my left ear, and I put them both on my ears, and it would tell my mind to be silent. And sometimes I'd have to say it 4, 5, 10, 20 times. And then finally, I would get its attention, and then it would stop because it's a pattern interrupt. And then I would put my index finger with my thumb together on both hands. I would put the tip of my tongue on the roof of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And there's a little tiny mound in the center behind your top teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep those there. And then I just breathe in. Focused, balanced, centered. I'd hold my breath for a minute, breathe out through my nose, and I would just let go of all my thoughts. And then I'd breathe in, focused, balanced, centered, and I'd hold my breath for a moment. Then I would breathe out, and I'd just let it all go. And then I would do it a third time, focused, balanced, centered. And then when I breathe out, I let go of my fingers, I let go of the tip of my tongue off the roof of my mouth. And I breathe out through my mouth. And my mind is stopped for a moment.
Wow. Okay. Just getting centered and grounded again.
So yes.
That you're not racing everywhere.
Correct.
Coming back into your body. That's how I say. I said, you got to come back into your body.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that we can do to give ourselves more confidence that the universe has got our back or that's helping us?
So one of the main things that you can start doing is looking for evidence that the universe has your back.
Right.
And then I also have a meditation to help you not feel so all alone in this big, big world and to really understand that the universe is for you.
Now, this is the magical money manifestation?
This is the universe is for you meditation.
Okay. And this is something that the listeners can receive?
Absolutely. This is something the listeners can receive absolutely free. I do ask that you let me know who I'm sending it to and where I'm sending it. You can be anywhere in the world to receive this.
And so there's a website that they can go to?
Correct. It is universeforme.com.
Okay. And we're going to have that in the show notes, listener. You can go to that website and ask for the Universe is for You meditation. Can you give us a piece of wisdom for someone who may be facing their own personal money challenges that may be affecting their children also?
One of the very first things I would give as a piece of advice that I wish I would have had in my early 20s when I was struggling and selling my dishes and trying to sell anything I could is to really understand that you will be able to find a way out of this. First, make the decision that you're going to get out of it. And when you renounce poverty, sometimes you have to keep renouncing it. Every time it starts slipping back into your mind, your into your life. You start looking at it and then start playing make believe with your children, with your family, that soon you will have that. Soon you will have those new pair of shoes. Soon you will have this. And then start looking for evidence. And when you start imagining and you start really focusing on what's coming to you and looking at all of the ways that you can receive rather than all of the ways that your subconscious mind is blocking it, then you'll be able to really start acknowledging, wow, this is really working. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I started realizing this really works, I was so surprised. I was in awe. I was like, wow, this really works. So look for evidence.
Yeah. And I like that you said that, because we tend to want that big evidence, like, oh, I won a lotto, or I got this $200,000 paying job, but it's not going to go to that big of a giant step, right? So it's kind of like little. So you got to look for the little evidence. And if we keep our eyes open, we'll see it.
Yes, absolutely.
And that starts changing our thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you're saying about finding that evidence every single moment. Now, I know you wrote a book called Magical Money Manifestation. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Mm.
Can you tell us more about it? I know it was the beginning of your legacy that you want to leave on this earth for us. So I would love to just kind of have the listener understand more about it and how that started.
Magical Money Manifestation started 20 plus years ago. And
wow.
Once I figured out how to do this manifestation stuff, which sounds like it's really magical. It's actually scientifically proven in quantum physics, but that's another day for another story. So I wrote this little article on why prosperity is so hard to get. And that was the beginning, is really looking at what words are you using? How can you change your languaging so that your subconscious mind, which takes everything literally, is receiving it? And I talk about what steps did I have to go through to stop my racing thoughts? What steps did I have to go to go from extreme poverty to actually having the opportunities, to finding the wealth, to finding the manifestations for making money and being able to fulfill my legacy, which is way larger than I can imagine. So it's a step-by-step manual. It tells you exactly how to, not what to. Because I would find all of these fabulous books out there and they would tell you what to do. But I was like, oh, how do you do that?
Yeah, I think many of us need those step-by-step instruction.
Yeah. So I talk about how do you get rid of the money boogeyman in your money closet? How to be able to really start catching your conscious languages. Where are you starting from? And then incrementally, how do you move forward from there?
Now, from what I'm hearing you're saying, then it is possible to stop those hidden sabotages that is affecting us and may affect our children. And this book is a way to learn how to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's 20 years of your story and your legacy that you're leaving behind for us.
Yes, it took 20 years to compile this all together in a really condensed fashion, because let's face it, we're pretty busy these days. We have information overload, we have technology. So the book is under 100 pages.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's completely concise on how to. What's really more important is the individuals that have been reading this have been sending incredible reviews. They've been finding money. They've been getting people who owed them money from years ago, just suddenly send them a check in the mail. And they're like, I haven't even talked to this person in 2 years and I've got a check in the mail.
How funny.
So people, it's working. It didn't work just for me and my clients. It's actually working for individuals who are reading the book.
Is the book like day one, you do this, day two, you do that? Or is it just more changing that thought pattern every single day?
It's helping you look for the thoughts, mm-hmm. what thoughts are sabotaging you. It's helping you rewrite those thoughts so that you're rewriting your subconscious mind, which is actually going to make manifestation easy for you. Mm. Because once you get it in your hard drive, which is your subconscious mind, then you're on autopilot. When you're on autopilot, it just naturally starts to happen. Your life starts to flow with more ease, with more grace.
Okay.
And that's really important, especially with being a parent. If you can go through your day in a flow mm-hmm. and not be too concerned about the enormous list that you're trying to check off.
Yeah.
And then you're going from, you know, doing your soccer practice with the kids to making dinner to having a little night time with your kids and going to work. And when you can flow through your entire day, that's when money is also going to start flowing to you. You'll get promotions. You'll be able to get a better job. And what's really important is that you will start being able to recognize when you're sabotaging yourself, even if you catch yourself after you've done it, where before you never caught yourself, you were just standing there wondering, oh, how did this happen? And when you can catch yourself, it's like, oh, I see the pattern starting to happen. That's power.
That is really powerful. And I'm wondering, have you heard any testimonial or any of your clients, how it affects the children?
So it affects the children because when you start changing your money belief system, your money pattern, well, you naturally start talking about it. Mm-hmm. And you also are more open. You're not so frightened to talk about money. When you find pennies, you're like, oh, chocolates from heaven. Oh my gosh, this is a sign. Your kids will see like, oh, heaven's leaving chocolates for us. And then they go on a treasure hunt also with you.
Wow. It's a new way to talk about money so your kids can hear about it. Because I think a lot of us parents don't talk about it at all. Or like you said, we say things like money doesn't grow on tree, which is then is a negative thought mm-hmm. anyway. This is a really powerful beginning of opening our minds up to what's possible.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. If you're ready for the new year to manifest money, make sure you go to our link at the bottom to click on the Amazon link to get Lucy's magical money manifestation book. Be sure to get her free gift, The Universe is for You Meditation. You can go to universeforme.com. and get that free gift. And I want to say thank you so much, Lucy, for being on the show and teaching us something new for this new year.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that you've had me on your show so I can empower your parents.
Absolutely. Listener, thank you for being here. And until next time, always be learning and always be growing.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.